Everyone is aware of the role of DNA profiling in the fight against crime. What you may not realise is that in July 2014, the UK, with the exception of Scotland, switched to a much more sensitive DNA profiling technique known as DNA 17. In Scotland, they have actually moved to an even more sensitive system known as DNA 24. DNA 17 has been adopted as it is anticipated that it will become standard throughout Europe and therefore a key tool in cross-border policing. It is hoped that it will help in tackling large organised crime on an international scale. In simple terms, whereas previously 11 sections of DNA were looked at, with DNA 17 we are now looking at 17 areas, a 50% increase, and this is what gives us the additional sensitivity. What does this mean? On the positive side, the new technology means that we may be able to get DNA data from old samples in cases that are unsolved. These may be degraded samples, but we still may be able to get at least part of a profile. There were areas, such as samples recovered from blue denim, that had been difficult in the past, and the new technology seems to have solved this too. We can see a very useful application of the technique where there are lots of victims to identify, such as in mass disasters, like the London Underground bombings in July 2005. The sensitivity of DNA 17, though, is also its Achilles heel. The profiles obtained are more frequently mixed profiles. That is, there's DNA from more than one person. In a recent case at Keith Borus, one person was said to have handled a knife that was used to stab someone. This knife handle contained 5 different DNA profiles. The interpretation of these profiles may require statistical software that is quite sophisticated. The underlying point is that it's actually much harder to establish what was the source of the DNA. Was it tiny remnants from a blood spot? Or is it some background DNA that we would normally find at a scene, such as skin DNA? This was the key issue in a recent case in Northern Ireland, where it was impossible to distinguish whether the DNA was on the floor as a result of the defendant cleaning it, or as a result of some sexual activity that had taken place. The UK's national DNA database carries profiles of around 6 million individuals. It is one of the largest of its kind in the world and represents nearly 10% of the population. By comparison, in the USA, the population of less than 1% is represented on their database. There is no need or plan to upgrade the UK National DNA database from the old technology, as the new profiles contain data for all the original 11 areas. Hence, comparisons to reference samples held on the National DNA database can be made with new profiles generated under DNA 17. In summary, DNA profiling data and its interpretation has changed significantly, and this could affect your case.